Okay.
Slow down, because that's wrong. That's not. None of that was right, love.
Ben.
No.
Slippers. Flowers. Tag. Frown. Tiger. Tigger. Tiger. Boy.
It's homework time in the Monaghan Packham household. No mean fate, a 7-year-old Dahi suffers from severe dyslexia.
Read this as what your Marina.
Long
you don't have to read the whole book, darling. Just read
over
the
page.
Come on.
One page.
Oh, that's
Tara, just because this is a Friday, it's actually, you know, not different in the sense of him saying, have a one page. I mean, he would negotiate to do nothing every
I'll show you which page I was on.
Is every homework time like this?
Oh, this is it. This is very good. This is easy and...
I like my mom reading novels to me, like Elephant in the Garden, Mr. Skip, Shadow.
But you don't like reading yourself?
Not really.
And what happens at homework time?
Well, if it's maths, I do it. If it's writing, I do it. When it comes to reading, I try to do as much as I can, and then it's not too fun, so I kind of say I have a headache and I'm sick. So I don't have to do it, but I still have.
But you don't really have a headache.
Yeah, well, I sometimes do it, and
sometimes you're faking.
Yeah.
School and homework are a constant struggle, despite his obvious intelligence, curiosity, and enthusiasm for learning. He tells me about his school visit to the Song Centre and his other interests in World War II.
Really interesting. I like World War II. I did a bit about human rights when the Nazis gassed Jews, and I did a bit about the planes and a bit about...
Is this for your project?
Yeah, I did a project on World War II. It was fun researching and looking at all the quizzes on World War
II. And what about the reader?
Well, Mrs. Nose could help me with one specific. She would write what I write out, and then I read, and it was fun doing most of the stuff. It was fun doing all of it a step. I wasn't too fond of doing the reading.
Dahi's mum, Jacqueline, has faced massive difficulties in obtaining extra help and a dyslexia diagnosis in school for him.
But I knew in P1 that he was dyslexic. And what I had been told, which I've been told since by the educational psychologist at the Southeastern Education Library Board, that that's actually not true. But I had been told that they can't, that a child really be assessed until they're in P4.
What was the reason for that?
I don't know. I can't. I mean, you know, honestly, I don't know. But over 4 years, I mean, this is just so. Anyhow, I was kind of biding my time until then. But the difference is, you really see a difference in terms of work and homework. I'm going from P3 to P4. So this year was when it kind of, within weeks of school starting, was like crisis point. And his whole attitude changed. He became really angry, just really unhappy, really miserable, really difficult. So, you know, and I kind of put it down to the fact that he is so tired coming out of school. It takes him so much effort to do even a minimal amount of work. So we got him, he did do assessments, like in P3 they do. Because I actually can't even remember it all, and I'm so exhausted all the time. But anyhow, as of now, he is going for his assessment with the educational psychologist in their May or June of this year, before the end of the school year. He says he doesn't get help, but he actually goes with a woman during school 2 days a week for 15 minutes to do reading with her.
And what about the rest of the time in class?
No, during class.
Nothing.
And then he gets out of school early on a Thursday to go over to the dyslexia centre to get the support from Marina. Now we pay for that.
We
pay privately for that.
If you hadn't found out about them, or if you didn't have the money to pay for them to go privately, what would be available to you?
Well, I don't know, because the thing is, when I knew that Dahi was dyslexic, and when I was saying to other parents that are either friends or acquaintances, they were all saying, oh, well, you know, you're in for a long slog, you know, it's such a battle, everything's a battle. And I kind of thought, people are so negative, it's ridiculous. You know, if a child has a need, then there's a responsibility on the school and the authorities, you know, the state, to provide assistance. And I just thought, oh my god, you couldn't even have prepared me for how much I have had to fight this year. God, it's just unbelievable. And it has to do with partly, you know, teachers work as hard, you know, 90% of the teachers are working as hard as they possibly could. They do overtime, they do preparing lessons. So if they have 1, 2, 3 children that have difficulties, it takes more time and energy for them. And unless the parents, they're kind of pushing, it's really easy for a kid to fall through the cracks, you know, because there's only so much one person, one teacher can do. On top of that, then there's the funding. So my understanding is that the school has X amount of hours with the psychologist from the Education Library Board, and they have to decide how to divvy it up. And also about balancing who's been on the waiting list for longer, and then also the severity, who needs it most. There's that to come into play as well. I mean, it is really very challenging. You know, and it's amazing because the difference with him with other kids is he has got fantastic confidence, you know, in terms of, but he just has really good confidence. And even now I'm kind of starting to see that. And that was my big catalyst, because for really, really start to push the school and to get kind of maybe stroppy with it, you know, and start making a lot of phone calls and everything else to the Education Library Board, and not actually just sitting back and letting it take its course. There's a friend of Dahi's, now she started thinking last year, but definitely this year, that her son was dyslexic. So they went and paid for him to be privately assessed. And he was told, he said, yes, he is. If there's a scale, you know, he's not kind of, he gets by. You know, he's in a higher reading group than Dahi is. But the mum went to the Southeast Education Library Board, and they basically said, oh, you have to go through the school, blah, blah, blah. And then the school were saying, listen, there's a waiting list, we're doing what we can. And basically what transpired is that the mum was saying her son isn't going to get the assistance because he isn't deemed as severe enough. But for her as a mum, her son, he, you know, cries all the time, hates school, has no confidence. So he's not as bad in need as Dahi in terms of his ability, because he gets by, but it impacts on him.
The Department of Education launched the Education Works Initiative in an attempt to encourage parents to get involved in their child's education. However, parents of dyslexic children seemingly have more of an involvement than perhaps they would like. Professor Sarah Edge is a lecturer at the University of Ulster. She spoke to me about her daughter's experience of the condition.
She was diagnosed in primary school, before the 11 plus.
Did you have any trouble getting her diagnosis?
It was actually because it's in my family, I had reported it to the school, and actually the school, her primary school teachers came to me and said that they thought that she was dyslexic. So they were actually very good, and the education board was very good, and she got very quickly, actually, she got a helper. So I think she had a helper for about a year, or maybe a year and a half. But you can't get, when they did have the official 11 plus, you can't get any extra help or any extra time. They don't have any legislation to deal with the 11 plus. And I looked into that a lot, for a reader, etc. And there's nothing. And the only kind of response I could get to that is that because the education system is structured around the English education system, and they don't have the 11 plus, they don't actually have any procedures in place here to deal with dyslexia and discrimination because of dyslexia. So of course she failed. She sat the 11 plus.
She wasn't given any extra.
She was given nothing,
or any help, or nothing at all.
Absolutely nothing. And we knew that she would fail it, but she did it anyway. And she had a letter from the educational psychologist saying that she should have been an A. Actually, what happened is that the grammar schools wouldn't tell me whether they would give her a place or not based on that information. And our local non-grammar school, which is very good, I was scared of losing her place if I was left in limbo waiting to see whether the grammar school would take her or not. So she went to a non-grammar school, and actually it was a tremendous struggle there as well, because sometimes the schools, someone who isn't trained does a straightforward test of the child's reading and spelling ability.
Even though she had the diagnosis earlier in primary school?
It only lasts for so many years. Okay. It didn't last up to a GCSE. When they asked up to a GCSE, when the school did it, she passed it, because they're not trained educational psychologists. So they said that they were going to take everything away for her GCSEs. I had to go to the school, etc., and I contacted the educational psychologist. And the educational psychologist, because he looked at Rosaline's records and knew that she's so severely dyslexic, that he knew there would be no way that she actually would have passed without
extra help. Yeah.
So I managed to get the educational psychologist to come in, and he did another report. But it's really, if you haven't got a parent that will fight for you, you won't get it. And it's continued the whole way through, actually. So we managed to get her the proper support, and she got really high GCSEs. She's now moved into a grammar school to do her ASs and her A levels. But the grammar schools don't know how to deal with severe dyslexia because they don't have any pupil, because no one can pass the 11. So I've probably over the last, for about the last 3 months, I've been fighting with the school to get her the help that she needs.
John Clark runs the Dyslexia Centre in East Belfast. He spoke to me about the work the centre does for people with dyslexia and his experiences of the condition.
We get quite a lot of requests for assessment.
So can you do private assessments?
Well, what we do is we bring in a couple of different psychologists we'll call on to do private assessments for us. Well, I suppose basically the whole thing's a funding issue, in that they set very careful parameters as to who's going to be eligible for an assessment or not. Bureaucracy, I suppose, is an aspect. And sometimes there doesn't seem to be that much of an efficient communication between the Department of Education and the boards. So what they're doing is they're aiming at and cutting the psychologist out of it to reduce the psychology input, and that's a funding issue, clearly.
You mentioned earlier that you run courses for teachers.
Yes.
How aware do you think that teachers are of the condition?
A lot more than they were some years ago, considerably more. And at the minute, Stranmillis is running a CPD, continuing
Professional
development course in literacy with a focus on dyslexia, and that's the first time the department have got around to doing that. In 1992, I think I set the courses up in Northern Ireland, so it's taken them until last year to get around to doing that. You know, and they cut the boards out. They didn't even tell the boards were setting this up. They did it with Queen's University.
Again, lack of communication.
Yeah, and I think there's a fair amount of intention. Well, one of the major difficulties that dyslexic present with is speed of processing, information processing. And that's what Tim Miles would have defined it as, an information processing deficit, really. There's a huge... And then what happens, of course, is people lose self-esteem.
Yes.
That's a major problem. Self-esteem, self-confidence disappears, lack of confidence to go forward for jobs. Someone had done a little survey and asked pupils what they best want. Someone had done a little survey and asked pupils what they best wanted from a teacher, from their experience in school, and pretty well all dismissed, the technology. We want a teacher who doesn't shout, and a teacher who understands what the problem is and gives us time. Sort of extrapolate that into the world of work. There's an awful lot of education needed there, because the kind of people that would come into us looking for assessment from big companies are often bullied by a line manager who simply doesn't understand why they're putting the numbers back to front, or why they're taking too long, or they can't organise. And yet there's a huge amount of talent then just gets lost to the whole society.
So on that note then, how important do you think early recognition is and early assessment?
Hugely important. I mean, it really is the key to the whole thing.
John was also keen to explain how dyslexia affects everyday life. The centre has photos on the wall of students the centre has helped over the years. John also told me of one boy that he couldn't help.
You see this guy here, he's really sad. He committed suicide.
Was he quite severe?
Severely dyslexic, yeah.
Do you think perhaps that had
Well, there have been impact? Cases, you know, and depression would be a feature as well.
The difficulties facing dyslexia sufferers are obvious. It's clear that there is not sufficient provision from the Department of Education in Northern Ireland regarding the condition. I contacted the Education Minister, John O'Dowd, but he declined to comment on the issue. However, a source from the Department of Education did speak to me. They acknowledge dyslexia as a common learning difficulty, with 10 or 11% of people suffering from it in Northern Ireland. They also express concerns that at the moment the system of diagnosing dyslexia in Northern Ireland is too bureaucratic. They referred to an ongoing review of special educational needs in Northern Ireland that the Minister has commissioned. Proposals include providing more training for teachers and special educational needs coordinators in schools, capacity building, a special educational needs resource file for teachers, and a reduction in the involvement of educational psychologists. They also discussed the current review of funding in schools and stressed that the Minister is keen to tackle this issue. However, they maintained that funding is a minor issue, and the major issue is the need to reconfigure the workforce in order to give dyslexic children a fighting chance at education.
School then tomorrow, Dahi, come on.
Do I have to? Please, can I be sick? Could I vomit?